Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
I don't know a lot of motherfuckers except Drake. Drake is the only motherfucker who I know who ain't never took a dip.
What kind of dip?
A dip.
What's a dip?
You know,
whoopsie.
Speed bump. You look at 50. He took a dip. It was a point where Puff, he took a dip. And then boom, Ciroc. You know what I mean? You look at Jay, you know, he took a dip. And he's a billionaire, you know, enough to be said. You look at me. I took a dip. I took several dips. Yeah. Taking dips is what I fucking do. Taking dips and bouncing back. That's what the fuck I do.
Bouncing back.
That's what I do here. I'm a diverse individual.
All of this shit is real. Everybody's like, what is it? Is he a family man? Is he a trapper? Is he a ladies man? I'm all of it. All of it.
I beat your ass, kiss your girl, and go tuck my kids in. And then I show up and lead a march on the weekend.
It's all real.
This is Expeditiously. I am T.I. Harris. Okay, the following experience is not a test. The conversations and stories expressed on this podcast are meant to be an expression of purpose and truth. This show, properly entitled Expeditiously, is a free exchange of ideas and opinions with no judgment, no preconceived beliefs, and no fear. You're encouraged to share your thoughts and your truth. Ask any questions as long as it's done with respect. Now, we believe here that it is only through love and respect for others that we will change the world and speak truth to power. We're going to do that one show at a time. Start with this one. This is Expeditiously. I am your host, Tip T.I. Harris. And I am joined here today with my brother Five Mikes.
Five.
And here at Expeditiously, it's already known that we are here to have the conversations and discussions and address the things that affect the generation and could help move the culture progressively forward.
Yes.
Now, you know, one of these things, one of these conversations that are always had within the community is how long the dollar circulates within the black community, and, you know, especially hip-hop, and us having, you know, as hip-hop being the most dominant genre of lifestyle out there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of what we do influences others, and, you know, now we need to dissect why. I think we're mature enough now to dissect why. And one of those things is splurging on on diamonds and jewelry, which, you know, sometimes it could be seen as an investment. And others, not so much. Now, to help us get into the minutiae of that, I have a good buddy of mine, man. I'm talking about, like, not just an acquaintance. This is a dear friend of mine, and we've been, you know, professionally and personally acquainted for north of 13 years now, right? Yeah. This is Gabe. This is Gabe. Woo! Raffaello International Jewelers, you know, and
I like that.
And associates.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you dig. Now, of course, I've spent a lot of money with you over the years.
You still do. Don't say you used to.
Yeah,
you still
I have.
Come on. Keep that low. Hey,
I told you a long time ago. I said, man, it don't feel right no more. I can't do it. You know,
you gotta respect
like, yourself.
I got new this.
Like, yo, it ain't the same no more, bro.
You got seven kids.
Yeah, I mean, it's just there's so much more to do. But you know, he still hit me. He hit me in the head. You know what I'm saying? Here and there when he can. But let's get into not just me, because I'm sure, you know, he hate to see me coming, because what I always tell him, full price is a fool's price.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Free I game. Always tell him that, and we bump heads back and forth. We don't talk to each other for a couple of days. You know what I mean? But let's talk about, like, when is it an actual investment? When is it wise to buy jewelry or buy that watch or you know, when is that, or that Cuban, when is that a wise business decision?
Well, again, it's, you know...
Argument as best you can. Go ahead.
I'm going to make it as best I can. You see, this is definitely, when it comes to jewelry, especially gold,
mm-hmm.
okay, if you're buying gold, it's always an investment.
Right.
Okay? When you, obviously, there's no diamonds in it. Just keep it plain, simple gold. Again, it's a gamble.
Let's go back to that is the thought behind Nipsey Hussle when he had all of the
all cute. His Nip. Rest in peace.
Neighborhood Nip. It wasn't just a shine, it was an investment.
It was all, yeah. He told me that when he came to my store.
I already knew. We had discussed it. Yeah. We speak in length about it. Because he had a kilo in, I think, in quarters.
Yes.
And I had the full kilo.
Yeah.
So anyway, we spoke about how, you know, we both got in when gold was, like,
Very low.
It might have been 11 something, 1150.
No.
11.
You got in, I tell you right now, you got in when we first met, you got in when gold was, I would say, about 600 an ounce. Maybe
you
less.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So gold was
much
600,
less.
600,
wow.
600 something an
ounce. I'm sorry, much less than that.
And this is on the commodities market.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Minerals and so on and so forth. Like, you can actually base your purchase on something.
Yes.
You know what
Definitely.
I mean? And as I had it and wore it, it's still the same weight of gold, and gold is going up. What is gold worth now?
I think 1600.
Today, 1600.
A little under 1600.
Yeah.
What kind of flip is that? A triple flip?
Nah, it's even more than
that. It's more than
that. Like a quadruple.
Quadruple almost.
Yeah.
They just turned my mic on, by the way. I just want to let you know that.
Yeah, it's all right, man. You weren't talking about shit, no way. So that's a wise investment.
But there are other wise investments, like Patek Philippe right now.
Okay.
Who knew that these things were. When this, like the one I'm wearing right now, the 59,
the Plain Jane,
$59,980.
Right.
Watch came out. It was $35,000.
How long ago?
Four, five years ago.
Right. I missed the Patek Philippe, the wave, because
the wave,
I just really don't like the watch.
Right.
It's just real. It's like real thin, and I never really dug it.
Today, this watch.
I like chunky watches.
Today, this watch is worth over $125,000.
I would like it for that. I could learn to like it.
That's a 125 Plain Jane.
Plain Jane.
Wow. Take notes.
Now, the only reason this is doing what it's doing. There's a few arguments.
Whoa, let's get into something very dynamic here, people.
Yes.
Because we're not just going to breeze by this, because what he said was the value on the watch increased. Okay?
Mm.
He said the value of the watch increased. The value of the watch was $32,000 at one point. How many years ago?
Four
years ago, it was $32,000. Now it is how much?
$125,000.
It's $125,000.
Wow.
That's an exponential growth.
Wow.
You know what I mean? That has risen exponentially due to... What caused it to rise, Gabe?
That's my point.
What caused it to rise, Gabe?
There are a few reasons, and one of them is being us jewelers, like myself and a few others out there, you know, they start putting diamonds all over this thing. And, you know, some of these companies don't like that. Another reason is because of whenever the presidents change,
mm-hmm.
every 4 years... Or, you know, every term.
Nah, man.
So what they say was that when the president was getting into, Trump was getting into office.
I feel all this is cap, but let's hear
it. No, it's
Come on, man.
A lot of the companies pulled back.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled back production.
This is true.
They pulled back production because they wanted to see what was happening in the market.
Right.
Because Obama, obviously.
Oh, this is true.
Obama corrected a lot of the mistakes that Bush, you know, he adopted from Bush.
Right.
And then he help doing what he was doing, but the bailouts, whatever, whatever.
Sure.
And now,
but it was bad for the big corporations.
Yes, it was very bad.
Hey, what's going on, man? Let's take a pause in the discussion to talk about Verishop. Now, Verishop is a new online shopping site with the fashionable brands you need for every moment in your life. From women and men's fashion to home decor, beauty and wellness, and they get your purchase to you fast with free one-day shipping and free returns with no membership fee and no minimum purchases required, which means you can even buy a pair of socks with free one-day shipping just to see how you like it. Now how you love that? Verishop's expert retail team hand selects and sources every single item from more than 300 brands all over the world, so there's no chance of counterfeits or fake goods. Get fashion brands like Vince, Levi's, and Deadwood. Then you can even get home decor brands like Ball & Branch, Staub & Smeg, and beauty and grooming brands like Blind Barber, all in one place with the premium shopping experience you deserve. Now the holiday season is officially here, and there's a new destination where I'll be finding the gifts that I need, and it's all in one place. Shop Verishop for the fastest free shipping out there. And with my promo code, new Verishop customers can take 15% off the first purchase to try it out. Just go to Verishop.com and use my code TIP. That's Verishop, Verishop.com, with the code TIP for 15% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Now go on ahead, shop, get your drip together.
When Trump came in here, he was taking over something that Obama already actually was fixing, and it was already fixed.
Yeah.
He was just riding that wave.
Right.
So everybody got scared. Mm-hmm. All the companies got scared, and they pulled back production. They stopped everything. They was like, let's see what's going to happen.
Okay.
Because we don't know, you know, he doesn't have any experience. Nothing's right. going, what's going to happen here?
Right.
So once they started seeing things are going good, things are fine, they try to ramp up production, and they couldn't.
Financially for the big corporations.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Financially for everybody.
For the big corporations.
I don't speak English.
Richer people. The richer people. For richer people is doing great.
So I'm talking about my jewelry experience. I'm talking about the jewelry.
I get it.
So that's one or two reasons what they're saying happened.
Man, listen, man, that's all cap. That shit went up because we start rocking that shit.
Woo!
Let me get there.
Let me
finish.
Ain't no, hey, man, whoa.
Let me finish.
Hey, man, everybody listen. That shit he talking about all cap.
Let me finish.
The reason that shit went up because they could have put diamonds in all that shit. That shit could have sat in their pretty little cases, right, and their glad cases, and never went nowhere, and that shit would have stayed where it was.
I was getting
when
that.
When we got up and got out and went out there and showed that shit on videos, that's when it went
I was
up.
Getting to that.
Okay, cool. Well, say now, that shit first.
No,
lead with the
I'm
truth.
Going with that.
With the culture.
Let's I'm go. Going to the culture game. That the culture helped set the trend.
Drink, now, man. Culture set the trend, man.
Help the trend.
We did that.
Help the trend.
We did that.
Yeah.
Ain't no help. We did that.
True.
Because if we wouldn't have paid you for the watches after you put the diamonds in it,
nobody
it wouldn't have went
won.
Nowhere.
That's how it goes.
Nobody would have cared, bro.
But the guy, but the guy buying a plain Jane still would have came in regardless.
No.
And bought it for $32,000. You're right.
Right.
It wouldn't be worth the $120.
No. Why do you think it's $120?
I just told you because we made it hot.
How much do you think it's worth iced out?
Nothing.
It's less.
Exactly.
Of course.
So why? So what does that tell
that's
you?
That's our dumb ass.
But why?
You know what I mean? That's our dumb ass.
Okay, but somebody told us to do it, though.
Let's go deeper. Nobody told you to do nothing. Nobody told you to do nothing.
You introduced the idea now. Hey, look. But
you don't have a gun to your head to say, yo, buy this Paddock iced out.
That's real.
I would rather actually than buy a plane.
Yeah, that's for the guests, man. That's for the guests.
Which one?
Be a gracious guest. I mean, a gracious host
I'm
here.
I'm sorry, sir.
What are you doing, bro?
When he started talking about the ice and the watches, I started thinking about the money I spent in the jewelry store.
Yeah, man, listen. We ain't talking about the shit you wear, Fab.
No, chill out.
Definitely the culture. The culture helped it. It skyrocketed, definitely.
Yes.
It definitely did.
So we need to be mindful of that. We made that shit happen. If you would have had the wherewithal to bet on the culture and buy you a plain Paddock.
Can I be honest?
Go ahead.
When I was selling Richard Mills in 2013,
right?
When nobody was fucking
nobody.
Even listening about this. I have videos to prove I had these watches in my cases in 2013.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
You remember?
Yeah.
And you were like, what the hell is this? $70,000 for this?
Yeah.
That $70,000 today is $200,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big jump.
Now who's doing what they're doing? The culture.
They're icing them out.
They're rapping about them.
Right.
You know, what's his name is saying,
more.
You know, cost a Lambo.
That's right. It's going
Come
up even more. It's going up even more.
So,
and that's to the point I'll never buy one.
And this watch has only been around, company's been around 10 years. 10 or 15
I'll
years.
I'll never
that's
buy
it.
One. I'll never buy one. I never buy one.
Right.
Not at two. Whoa. Not at 2:30. Not at
no,
two.
No, no.
I never buy one.
I get you a good deal. Don't worry about
I never buy one. I don't.
I get you a deal.
Man, that's a big piece of property.
That's true.
That's a big piece of property.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. With some passive income. I can get me a parking lot right up street from the dome for that.
Woo.
You know what I'm saying?
Free game.
You know, all I got to do is pave it. I don't got to build nan building, lay nan brick, just park cars on this piece of ground right here, and I make $1.5 million a year.
Damn.
You see what I'm saying? And that's a better way for me to spend that $275 than to go.
But what about the car? What about a car? That's worth $275.
Be honest with you, I'm going to lease it.
Oh, what?
I'm going to lease it.
You wasn't ready for that.
I'm going to lease it.
How about a watch?
I don't care what nobody say about me. That ain't really here. So, nigga, I could buy it if I wanted to.
No,
I chose not to. I didn't do this because I had to lease it. I'm doing this because I made a conscious financial decision that this is what's best for me and my bankroll.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's smart.
You know?
It's very important to hear
that, too. To buy things that appreciate and lease things that depreciate. You know what I'm saying?
You bought a few things that appreciated.
Yeah. Huh?
You bought a few things that appreciated.
I mean, I bought several things that appreciated. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so we have identified that buying gold, or should I say buying minerals, like whether it's gold, platinum, or whatnot.
Only gold.
Just gold.
No platinum. Platinum is going
gold
down.
Gold is worth more than platinum right now.
Platinum is going down.
Okay, great. That's great for you guys to know. So everybody out there with your platinum watches, and what about white gold?
Gold is gold, yeah.
Gold is gold. Fine. Okay, cool. So white gold over platinum now. So
wow.
Everybody
you
out
there. You
have
to stamp all that.
Gold is more expensive. Gold is more expensive than platinum. So if you buy gold, and then if
somebody's going to ask you why.
What do you mean?
Because they're using platinum for industrial use.
Right, right.
You can't. They're not using gold for industrial use.
That's right.
So that's the reason why it's going down.
Okay. That makes sense. So that's why guys invest in gold, you know what I mean? And make sure that your gold, you know the weight
right
of
now,
your
though.
Gold.
Not right now.
It's too high right now. I wait for
just,
it to take a dip.
Let it pull back.
Wait for it to take a dip.
Yeah.
So if you as you
after the China whole thing, then you can buy.
Yeah, because right now the tariffs, all this shit, you know.
But I agree with what he's doing.
So the old gold we have is very expensive.
He's making a play.
He's
a good play. We've been getting fucked for 25 years.
I have no real objections to the financial benefit of some of the shit that's going on right now. I'm not going to. You'll never hear me speak badly publicly about that. I won't. You know, now about the disregard.
Yeah, they're talking
and
crazy.
The disrespect and the divisiveness. And socially, I'm going to always stand up against that. But anyway,
I
love the financial benefit. Let's move on. So we've identified that gold is an investment, and we've identified that buying the right timepieces, plain Jane, are an investment.
Some could be iced out originally.
If they're original. But see, I took such a hit, man, buying an original iced out Breitling.
Yeah.
And
that was a bad decision.
Yeah, it was a bad decision. It was an impulse buy.
Yeah,
it was an impulse buy.
Okay.
I was 24. I had a $10 million check. I went and bought everybody watches.
I think I knew you back then.
Yeah.
That was the.
You weren't in Atlanta at the time.
Yes, I was.
No, you wasn't in Atlanta.
Oh no,
that
I wasn't
day,
in it. No,
not
no,
that day.
No, no.
You
know what I wasn't there that day. No,
I'm gonna buy 10 watches today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was one of those. Okay, so. Now, what about when guys get those big iced out pieces that say their name in it, and you know what I mean? All those big pretty pieces that we always ooh and all on Instagram about. Motherfuckers say they spent $200,000 on this big ass chain with all these little diamonds in it.
I'm going to tell you honestly, a lot of jewelers are going to hate me, you know, whatever the case may be, but at the end of the day.
You got me.
I don't give a fuck.
There you go.
At the end of the day, we have to help them. But, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do regardless. The clients will do what they do. Whether they do it with this guy,
right.
This guy says, oh, don't do that. It's bad investment. He'll go to the next guy.
Right.
They're going to do it regardless. But our position is to say, listen, you're not going to get, because when they come to me, I tell them, I will upgrade your stuff. You know that.
Right.
If equal value, cool, no problem.
Right.
AP, roly, roly, chain for chain, cool, no problem.
Right.
But if it's something custom, I'm never taking it back.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
I don't care if the gold is in there, I don't care if diamonds is in there. What am I
gonna
do with it?
This shit don't mean nothing to nobody but you.
Exactly. That's a waste of money.
Yeah.
Getting custom
orders because
I mean, I think it's a time and a place
for
that.
Time
you
and
make
a, place
a certain
for
amount of
yes.
an investment for
yes.
that.
You gotta make
but
a certain amount
of money.
You don't spend $100,000 on a custom piece, just, you know what I mean?
It hurts. Trust
I spent $100,000 on a diamond necklace because I know the diamond's in there. I'm gonna get my money out
of
the diamond.
You got some big ass stones in there, you good over there. You know, but custom orders are only for you. in yourself because they're
it
custom
hurts when
for
you. Go back
you.
To the jewelry
so
store
all that shit got down. Little Bam Bam Entertainment. You know what I'm saying?
That's like, yours for life.
That's you. Don't nobody want that shit. Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't care if you pay 50 cents or 50,000 for it. That shit ain't gonna be worth
it. It depends. With me, it's completely different. If I rock with my guys, like with you, you know, a lot of guys, I rock with them. You know, we'll work it out.
So on a personal level, but don't just come in here with your nameplate. Right.
Yeah, if you can just come in here like on some.
I want to get me little boo boo and the food.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm just gonna put it right on the scale, scrap, whatever it is.
Scrap.
Damn, scrap.
Whatever.
Imagine how hard you worked to get this chain made.
No, this has happened to me before.
And it's come now, it's come down to scrap.
Yeah, this has happened to me.
Oh man, that shit'll fuck.
The best thing to do is, honestly, the best thing to do is make this shit silver.
Whoa.
What?
Make this shit silver.
Whoa.
And you
get a free game out. Yo, see, get a free game out, please.
Okay, silver with real diamonds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa.
A bit of a hybrid.
But the problem is.
That's a bit of a hybrid.
The hybrid, but the problem is you're paying more labor than the actual gold.
For motherfuckers to make that real shit fit in that bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to pay for the man hours for the.
There's a give and take here.
I got it. I got it.
So the labor may cost you like. 15,000.
So you may want to go get your, you know, just balance it out.
Yeah,
okay, I get it. Well, see, what we're going to do right now is take a break from the discussion and talk about something everybody has on their mind but doesn't quite like speaking about it, and that's sex. Now, the holiday season is here, and for women out there, that means cuddling weather. Now, if you playing your cards right, that might mean you get lucky. Now, but when the time comes for your holiday loving, then you need to make sure you're ready to deliver your package appropriately. Luckily for you, there's no need to worry about performance issues thanks to our friend over at BlueChew.com. Okay, BlueChew offer men just like you performance enhancement for the bedroom. At BlueChew.com, you can get the first chewables with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but chewables can work faster. So you can get to the bedroom and turn up ASAP. With the Blue Chew, there's no awkward doctor visit, and they send it to you in a discreet packaging so everybody ain't got to know about your business, you know what I mean? It's time for you to be more confident in the bedroom every time. Now, here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code TIP. Just pay $5 shipping. That's Blue Chew, BlueChew.com. Promo code TIP. Chew it and do it. So now what about when people decide to buy fake jewelry?
Whoa.
What about that? Because that's another thing that has happened. There's the
I don't speak English.
The industry of fake jewelry, the artificial costume shit.
I don't speak English.
Rizzo.
Motherfuckers is really making millions off of giving fake jewelry out here. Making motherfuckers look like they shit hitting harder than mine's, and my shit real.
Right. That's what I have.
Some of these fake chains hit harder than the real chains.
These are facts.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
So
I agree.
What the fuck? What's up with that, bro? Would you sell a motherfucker a real chain, then turn around and sell a motherfucker a fake chain that is hitting harder than the real chain?
I would never.
Okay.
I would never. But the problem is, right now we're in an open free market.
Yeah.
And because of social media, you know, obviously. I started in my industry.
I just wonder, was that frowned upon? Like in the,
oh, very.
Like
back
in the
days?
In the culture,
what?
In the culture of
it. Always was.
What?
Nah, hold up. I know how I feel about it.
No.
I'm talking about from jewelers.
Jewelers.
I already know from real niggas. And, like, I mean, I ain't never, ever, ever, ever.
From us?
I'd rather wear nothing at all.
From us, we'd rather.
Give me my rubber band.
We look at you. I would rather you wear nothing.
You did
be a real motherfucker and wear nothing.
Yeah.
But if you're there wearing all this boo boo stuff,
I put a G Shock on for
it. It's bad. And we're looking at you like, you ain't nothing. You're not real.
No.
You understand? Like, how can I take you serious?
That's how the culture always been. That's how we were raised.
Even back in the early 90s when I started, like, come on, bro, it was none of this stuff going around.
Yeah.
Ever.
You couldn't even find it, actually.
But, you know, hey, in the defense of the fuck niggas who wear that shit, and, well, I won't even say the fuck niggas who wear that shit, because some motherfuckers just make a financial decision that I'm doing this.
But that's not even a financial
benefit.
Decision, huh? What financial?
I mean,
what if you own 20 of them and you just tired of buying the fucking watches, man? What about that?
That shit hit home.
What if you own about 20 of them, you just tired of buying them? Like, yo, I bought fucking 20 Rolex from you.
Okay.
Right now, we're going out of town, and I'm wearing this bullshit watch out of town.
Why,
you know what I'm saying?
Just wear a G-Shock. What?
Because...
Why I gotta wear anything bullshit?
What if you couldn't get it? I'm just making a point.
Couldn't get what?
They said a few people have got robbed before in Africa and shit like
okay,
that.
Okay, so wait a minute. Oh, so he brings up an interesting
point. Well, or what about
actually,
you?
What if you lose the chain?
Actually,
what if you lose a $1 million chain?
I love it.
I've actually did that for an artist. I'm not gonna say who, but I've actually he had a real set.
Yeah.
And we made him because he was traveling like a
fucking exact same set.
Same
in
set,
the fake shit.
But real and fake. Because
I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know.
Out of the country.
Out of the country. Could be out of the country.
I don't know if I think that that's like as flagrant as motherfuckers who just wear. Like if you got. This is a replica of the real shit I got at home that I just don't trust you motherfuckers to wear it around.
And I'm wearing it tonight
different.
For a show.
I'm wearing this shit tonight.
For an hour or two.
Just to amuse you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, with real shit around my real friends. You
but
know
when he's
saying?
Really when he's really on stage or whenever you know they're on stage, you can't really tell what's going on.
Anyway,
you can't.
It matters to me.
But if you're around friends and stuff like that,
it different. Matters to right. me. You know what I mean? My words wouldn't hit different on. My words wouldn't hit the same on stage, man.
But,
just shit,
but the
that
song
shit
is done already.
Out. Hey, man.
But the music is done already.
Man,
I ain't gonna lie.
It's
the way
energy.
Tip is,
it's
you
still
need,
energy.
Like that person needs
it's
to exist
energy.
In the planet.
Man, authentic right. energy like, is required every time the performance
agreed.
Is set.
Agreed.
And I just don't think I could. But you know what I'm saying? That maybe that's just my dumb ass. You know what I mean?
No, now, it's not.
You're not dumb ass. You just a real. You're just real.
And that's good.
That's
good.
Very good.
I appreciate that.
But
man.
We just saying that sometimes.
But people do it.
Yeah, they do.
Wow.
And who does it more? The motherfuckers trying to come up who want to look rich or the motherfuckers who already rich and just tired of spending money on jewelry? Who wear more fake shit?
Whoa, this is a
I think it's equal cue.
You think it's equal? What?
Yeah,
I think it's on an equal level. Maybe the guys come up a little bit more, but...
What?
But the guys who have the money, they're like... Who cares? They know I got money. Who's going to look at me?
Okay. On a percentage, just based off your knowledge. And I know you know, we can't get you in here.
Wow,
no,
this
no
is...
names. But just based off your knowledge.
Whoa.
What percentage of people in the A-list community that we think or that present themselves to be like multimillionaire, what percentage of them wear fake jewelry? What percentage?
Really?
It sounds high.
Wait a minute. Wait, let the professional speak. Wait a minute.
I don't speak English.
Man, come on, man. What the...
20%.
20%?
20-30%.
You think 20-30?
Minimum, yeah, definitely.
20-30?
Definitely.
I say 60.
Nah, I was going to say 60, but
I say 60.
No.
I say 60.
Really?
I say 60, yeah.
Nah.
I know some of these young kids out here buying
60%.
Shit so fast, they don't even know what they buying.
Yeah.
Some of these young 60%. Cats out here, man, walk around with $150,000 in their pocket, man, they just spinning,
they don't know what they got.
They ain't right. Ain't no appraisals or no, you know what I mean? It's very few people who actually taking the time to go to diamond testers, get appraisals, and get their shit insured. And guys, if you do buy jewelry, please get that shit insured. That shit is easy. It's easy to do.
Independent appraisals.
It's easy. Listen, man, it's an investment.
Wow.
If it's an investment, treat it like an investment. If you treat it like an investment, it will pay you your profit.
But you know what's really funny?
If
what
you
I love?
Treat it like 60%. You just fucking off with it, then it gonna fuck up. It gonna fuck off on you.
You know what I love?
What's that?
When they come in and they try to like sell it or trade it in or sell it,
right?
And then they come like, yo, this appraised. Here's the paperwork.
Right.
They paid whatever a dollar,
right.
And it appraised for $1.50.
Right.
They come in there with that $1.50 paperwork,
right.
Acting like it's worth $1.50. I love that.
Well,
but they don't understand.
But see,
that's
when you
insurance.
Resell it, that's if you if
yes.
you insure it,
that's
you can get that $1.50.
That's for insurance.
If you
purposes.
Have to depend on somebody else, what we got to realize is, if you get another human being to do business with you, he need to have built-in equity which secures his investment. Okay, so if you got $1.50 on that paper, then that tells me as the person who's buying it, the most I can get for this when I sell it is $1.50. So why would I give you $1.50 if all I can get is $1.50?
Mm-hmm.
That shit, I'm not in this motherfucker to buy no money. I'm not here
We're
buying
not here
money.
Hustling backwards.
You know what I'm saying? So if I, it got to be 130, 125, 115.
75.
Use a shrewd one.
75.
So what would you do if somebody walked in and said, man, look, man, I want that chain, but I don't want to pay that much for it. I don't have to have like the real, like what would you offer them? How many different ways are there to
at the level, at
skin
the,
a cat?
At the level I'm...
Is there anything to offer someone that isn't quite fake, but still a little manipulative?
Yeah, there is. There's
you just said silver.
No, there is.
Okay, what's the other
diamond,
trick?
Diamond quality, there is. There are, if people are in the industry, you know, now this is getting a lot of talking, a lot of things going around, and it's called Clarity Enhanced Diamonds.
Oh. Yeah.
Now there's Clarity Enhanced, then there's HPHD.
What's HPHD?
Now, let me finish.
Okay.
HPHD is a diamonds that are rough diamonds.
Mm.
They have to be super, super clean, VVS quality clean,
mm.
for for the machine to even tamper with it. Because if you put it in that pressure, right, it's going to explode.
Gotcha.
And now it's, when it's a VVS, super clean, it won't explode.
Right.
It'll take in that color and you'll clean it up.
Gotcha.
Now, GIA, you know GIA.
Of course I do.
They certify these things.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with this.
Okay.
Now, if there's a 10 carat diamond that's worth, a natural, that's worth $1
million. $1
million. HPHT, 10 carat.
Uh-huh.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Same fucking thing.
Same fucking
thing. H color, VVS1,
right,
whatever.
Uh-huh.
Triple X, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It's worth $300.
Wow.
So, but
now, GIA, hold on.
Okay.
GIA
uh-huh.
is certifying both of them.
Right.
No problem. Except on this one, it says on the bottom, it has been HPHT treated.
Now,
but it's GIA certified.
Now, let me ask you this. Wait a minute. This 300 is insurable.
Very. Any insurance company will take that because of the GIA.
So, the GIA certification, this is insurable.
1,000,000%.
Okay, so I think I don't have
Do
a problem with that.
The problem is right
I
now.
I don't have a problem with
the
that.
The problem is right now is that a lot of the talking going around, you understand, a lot of the talking about these type of diamonds, okay? There's nothing wrong with these type of diamonds.
But
because I'm honestly speaking, you're not spending $1 million on a 10 carat diamond. But you would spend $300,000 on the same diamond.
It depends on the appreciation. I would take that 10 carat $1 million diamond and offer $500, $650 for it if I know that it's a it hasn't.
You never get
potential.
It for $500 something. Never. Never gonna happen.
Man.
Never gonna happen.
You ought to see the circumstances that life will put people in.
No, I understand
in.
That.
You know,
I definitely understand that. But the people who have this thing or who own this thing, they're so financially okay that they don't have to sell it ever.
Nah, all right, cool. Don't worry about it. But look, though.
But my whole question
all
is.
All I'm saying is if I had an exponential opportunity to increase the value of this 10-carat diamond. If I know I could get it for, let's call it $750.
Okay.
And it's worth $1 million, but it's steady shooting up, and I could potentially sell this for $2 million quicker than I could sell this 330-something thousand for $4 million. How quick does this 300,000 version, how quick does it appreciate?
Quick.
How and why? What's causing it to go up?
Because there's none around. There are none around.
So they're rare.
They're rare.
Gotcha.
They're rare sizes.
Oh.
There's a rare, when the diamonds come out of the ground, raw, uncut, it's a rare.
Gotcha.
To get this to become that. You know what I'm saying?
Understood. Hey, where you think you going? The show ain't over yet, man. Expeditiously continue. So let me ask you a question. Have you gone online to expeditiously.com and ordered your Expeditiously merch, which is available right now? As you can see, the shit looks so stylish. And if you haven't gone to expeditiously.com to get your Expeditiously merch, okay, I can promise you that when you order your Expeditiously merch, you'll be impressed at the speed and efficiency of the delivery. It's almost like I dropped that shit off on your front door myself. All right, I'm gonna tell you how. You have some hassle-free shipping experience when you use stamps.com. It's one of the most popular time-saving tools for small businesses like yours and mine. Stamps.com brings all the amazing services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. So whether you're a small office sending invoices, an online seller shipping out your t-shirts, or even a big business sending thousands of packages a day, Stamps.com can handle it all. There is no deal too big or small. Simply use your computer to print out official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, just hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in the mailbox. It's just that simple. All right. Now, right now, Expeditiously listeners who feel like this shit could expedite some issues in your life and, you know, save yourself some time and some trouble, what you can do is I got a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. Now, I don't know what you need to use the digital scale for. That's your business. Without any long-term commitment, okay? Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TI. That's stamps.com, enter TI.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way?
With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
You're listening to Expeditiously on Podcast One. Okay, well, I don't think that's just as bad as like cubic zirconia.
No, cubic zirconia. Yeah. There's another thing. There's another thing called CVD diamonds.
Who?
CVD.
I've
What's
never
a
heard
CVD?
Of that.
What's
now,
a CVD?
CVD basically
something
is
right here.
Something.
Never
CVD diamonds are basically we take like the people take a broken diamonds, broken.
Okay.
They take the DNA. The diamond.
Oh,
and they duplicate it.
Whoa!
So now, a company. Now, because of what's going on, from this is what I heard.
You
I don't know how true.
Cloning diamonds.
Yes. So now I don't know how true this is, but a couple of actors, you know, big time actors.
Okay.
They are very earth conscious. They love the world. They love the earth.
Oh. Right.
They don't want to dig up stuff anymore.
Mm.
So they're investing heavy into the CVD stuff. But,
ooh, that's a slick way to be cheap.
But the problem is...
Ooh, I like it.
The problem is that these things, if a natural... They come with small little stones, like the size of the watch you're wearing, the size of my bracelets,
yeah,
and my necklaces. Same, they come small.
So you're saying like 10-pointers?
Even small. 1-pointers.
1-point.
1 millimeters and
okay.
up. They come 1 millimeter all the way up to 1 carat.
Okay.
Now, these diamonds... Again,
I'm not interested in small diamonds.
Huh?
I'm not interested.
Well, I know, but to build something like this, it comes like that.
I don't even care.
Right, but some people do.
Okay.
And there's a huge argument about this back and forth nonsense.
Okay, what is it? What is
the problem is
what's
the
both
jeweler,
sides of the argument?
But the problem is that the jeweler,
uh-huh.
It falls on our shoulders.
Why?
We must tell the clients.
Oh, yeah, you got to tell them.
What the fuck is going on?
That's right.
You cannot come in there and say, oh, that's $50,000, but really that shit is worth $20,000.
Right.
Because it has those... CVDs in it.
That's real.
What about the people that do it? What's the consequence? Because people do that all the time.
Because people do that all the time. So
you said people sell it when I tell them.
They do. People
sell
it when I tell them.
They have to tell
them.
They have to tell the clients.
Man,
the clients.
You know what the consequences are.
It depends on what it is. The consequences are very bad.
Man, please.
Okay, but the problem is that they have to.
Short pills, man.
The problem is that the jeweler must take accountability and they have
dog corners. You know what's happening.
Yeah, the jeweler must tell. The jeweler must tell the consumer what the fuck is going on.
Right.
There's nothing wrong
right.
with selling clarity enhanced diamonds.
That's right.
You just have to open your mouth and say, "Sir, ma'am,
it's full disclosure."
It's full disclosure.
Okay.
Like my store is not only based on
right.
celebrities, you know, and actors and all of that.
Nah, man, but you make too much money.
No. I cater to everybody.
Look, man, let me tell you something. Look, I'm you're my friend. I want you to do well. I want you to, you know, make money and earn a great living and you know, for yourself and your family. I think you deserve it. You work hard.
Thank you.
A visionary and you work hard. But just speaking, okay, essentially on the relationship between jeweler and community, oh, y'all been getting eye money for a long motherfucking time.
Yes, we have.
You Whoa. And the preacher.
Yeah.
You and the preacher man. You motherfuckers and the preacher man been goddamn. Y'all been coming in. Yo, you got a crazy. You got such a crazy markup.
You got I such don't a, know about the markup.
Oh, you got a crazy markup. You got a crazy markup.
That markup has definitely.
I don't care what you
that
say.
That markup
you have
has
a crazy
definitely
markup.
Come down.
Nah, you got a crazy
it
markup.
It has. It has come down because it's you, oversaturated.
You got a crazy markup.
Anyone can take a phone right now, open an Instagram account, and say, I'm a jeweler.
No,
imagine,
but no one's going
to
buy
I
it.
I imagine
though.
Each and every last one of y'all get a 2 to 3 times percent, a 2 to 3 times on y'all money.
No.
On y'all shit.
Depends on what it is. Okay. Depends on what it is.
Okay.
If it's custom orders, because you're supposed to make. Minimum.
But y'all got so many dumb buyers, though.
Yeah.
Y'all got so many dumb buyers.
Whose fault is that?
Oh, oh shit.
Come on, man.
Y'all hear that.
I'm not saying that we're putting a gun to their head.
No,
they coming in there. Yo, we want this made. Okay, cool.
Motherfucker throw you $150,000 and tell you they want something for $50,000. Here, it's $150,000. Shut up. Okay. Here you go. 150,000. So look, right, this is the thing. Like I said, I think that it's definitely time for us as a community to understand the difference between assets and liabilities. We earn too much, we work too hard, and we own too little, right? To just frivolously throw our earnings in the wind without any understanding of where it's going or how it's coming back. The time is out for that shit. You know what I mean?
I agree.
I respect my brother Gabe because of course, we buy jewelry. You know what I mean? I've been balling for a long time, longer than I care to admit, and I done spent more money with him than I care to say out loud. But, yeah. And believe it or not, we're still friends. Go figure.
Yeah.
But, now, you know what? This is the thing. Your family and how you are, your culture and how y'all, like, you instill the morals and standards and principles of family, community, and entrepreneurship,
right,
like, off the bat. You know what I'm saying? I see your kids and nieces and nephews at 10, 11 in the store taking orders, showing people shit. This the family business. I don't care what you want to do. This what you doing. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And when you get older, you're going to run the family business and you're going to take it to the next level. Your thoughts, your visions, and your aspirations will take this business, which is the family business, to the next level for your generation. And you'll have your chance to run it after you learn every motherfucking layer of the business.
Mm-hmm.
But we need more of that. We need more of that. And I always applauded you and yours, you know what I'm saying, for how y'all got down.
Thank you.
And I got to tell the truth all the way around. You know, it ain't just going to be one way when it make me look good.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. But speaking back to my people, we must understand we throwing way too much money over there. You know, we got to understand it's a right way and a wrong way to do it. If you find somebody that you can create a rapport and have a relationship with, like me and Gabe, just ask him. You know what I mean? Hey, man, what's the price of gold right now? Hey, man, when I buy this, what could I sell it for? Because all this shit we out here
buying. I can calculate it for you right now. You could actually, they could ask their jeweler, like, listen, calculate the price of gold for me right now, plus a 5% a $5 or $10 labor cost.
Right.
Because that's what it costs to make it.
Right.
Then he tax on his profit.
Okay.
So on gold, you can't make that
right.
much money.
Right.
Just maybe 50 cents on a gram.
Right.
Maybe.
50 cents a gram.
Maybe a profit.
All the drug dealers out here understand that shit. It, 50 cents a gram, that ain't shit.
That's what it was. That's gold price. That's how much you can make. You take the number of gold, you times that by a certain number, then you divide that by another number, and there's your gold price.
Right.
An ounce.
So that's the shit y'all be tapping in the calculator when
yeah.
y'all be saying.
Everybody keeps
saying. I think y'all be capping.
That'd be so funny. You guys always thinking, Gabe, get off the calculator, Gabe.
Boom.
I'm calculating the price of gold.
Cap.
He might spin around again.
Cap. I don't
what
believe
you mean? Give me the calculator.
Shit.
I'll do that shit right now. Hold on. I'll do that shit right now. How much is gold? We're going to look this
they
shit
like
up right now.
They like the dudes in the street. They be having the
bulls. Hold on. Here's gold price today.
That shit crazy.
Actually, here's the.
Only here at Expeditions.
Here's the index for gold price. Hold on.
Okay. Notice how the whole world is on social media taking pictures. You know what I mean? Just think about it. Everyday pictures for Instagram, Twitter, or just about every social media site you go to. You're taking pics. And I want to make sure that when you take those pics, you have your best camera ready smile on deck. You dig what I'm saying? And you know, more pictures will be taken in the upcoming weeks because the holidays are coming. So everybody want to show off their gifts. What did he get you? What am I getting them? And, you know, the family and the dinners and the turkeys all come with smiles in the pictures, okay? Now, it's much easier to have that camera-ready smile because you can get clear aligners from Candid. Candid's aligners can help straighten your teeth faster than traditional wire braces. Treatment takes just 6 months on average. Plus, they're invisible and
removable, so you're not going to scare anybody off. Now, with Candid, there's no doctor visits because they're shipped directly to you. And Candid costs 65% less than braces. Get your smile ready for the gram right now, man. Go to CandidCO.com/TI and use code TI to get yourself $75 off. You heard it. You welcome. Yeah, that's CandidCO.com/TI with code TI for $75 off. You dig that? I'm going to say it one more time for the people in the back. CandidCO.com/TI using code TI. Do it expeditiously.
Here's the end. Where's the Kiko left leg.
Okay.
See? How much gold today?
Gold is $1,541.
Right. See?
Yeah.
It's down 60
cents.
Down
60 cents.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you take 15. Here you go. You take 15. What is it? 1561, whatever.
1541, I see it.
1541.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Times that by 32 divided by 48. No, I did that wrong.
You see, 15, oh, here we go.
50.
Here we go.
You got me drinking this.
Nah, I won't hear that shit.
Hold on.
The truth ain't hard to reenact, man. It's the bullshit you got to think about. I don't want to hear this. See, here at Expedition, we are truth seekers. We only want the truth.
I'm going to give you the breakdown.
Nothing but the truth.
I'm going to give you the breakdown. Hold on.
Nah,
hold on.
Buddy. There's a lot of cap on that.
No.
So
hold
what
on,
we
on.
Just learned is the calculator game in the jury store is cap.
No.
We just learned that. Nah, the people need to know. We need to know this.
No, man.
So the calculator shit is cap.
No,
so,
it's not.
What
did he do just
then? I'm a child.
I'm going to get it.
As soon as asking for, I chop that shit in half. Boom.
Hold on.
Facts.
Boom. Come on, man.
Whoa.
20,000? Nah, man, I got 10 right now. Let's go.
The calculator.
I got 10 right now. Let's go. That's how, I mean, that's... I'm just speaking. Hey, look, he can say whatever he wants to on behalf of his, you know, of his position.
He's
I'm
so telling mad you, right
me,
now.
My people who listening to me, look, man, when you go in there, man, half.
No way, half.
Off the Rizzy.
Bust that shit in half,
nah,
man.
Nah, you tripping. Don't even walk in there like that. You're going to get thrown right out.
I'm just telling you.
Man,
look, bro, I bet you goddamn make more purchases. A lot of people ain't going to walk there. They ain't going to watch their half get away. You'll never get the deal that you were supposed to have until you show you're willing to walk away. Period.
Yeah, that's game right.
Period.
There.
And that's on your behalf.
I let a lot of shit walk away.
You know what? You're right.
Because it doesn't make sense.
You're right.
I'm not here to lose money. Neither are you.
I know that. But we are at odds in this particular exchange here. You have a position. I have a position. I'm not upset with your position. Just understand, I don't need anything. I've been buying shit for decades. I don't need nothing. Right. What I can stand, though, is a deal.
Yeah.
I have enough to take advantage of any deal, the best deal you got to offer today. I'm going home with that. You dig what I'm saying? I don't have to have a motherfucking thing. And that's how everybody got to get to be, the way you don't really have to have shit, but you have enough to take advantage of the best deal available.
Hmm.
You know,
at the end
saying?
Of the day, I agree when it comes to if you're spending X amount of dollars with your guy and that's your guy, you know, there's every artist or every person, you know.
They can't do that goddamn spending $100. You know what I'm saying?
No. Every artist, every entrepreneur has their guy that they're cool with. You know, me, I have my, you know, 10, 20 clients, 30 clients, 50
clients.
He's shining on y'all.
He's never there.
Let's say, look, why are you saying that? Let's talk to some of your clients. Who are some of your clients?
You.
All right.
You.
Me. How long have I been your client?
Since the first album.
Whoa.
I'm serious.
That serious.
Probably trap music.
Trap music.
Yeah, so probably trap
music. When you're wearing the little beanie on the side.
Yeah, that's my whole fucking career. It's my whole fucking career. So probably trap
music. So when I did the big ass PNC clip pieces, big ones.
Oh, you did those?
Yeah.
Those are the best pieces I've ever seen.
Huge. Big.
No, listen, those are the best pieces. No one knows how big those pieces were.
Yeah.
I don't think there's no shit made like that. Seriously, man.
Back then?
And they would carry.
No.
Back then, nobody had a bigger piece than his.
He had
big ass pointers
in
his
shit. They were windows, man.
Yeah, they were hitting like a motherfucker. But you know, none of that shit matters because I ain't made no money off of it. I spent that money. He earned that money and it was gone. I never earned anything from it. I never made no money off those pieces.
Lunch on you.
It was a horrible investment. It was a horrible investment. But
if you would have kept it, you would have made.
Ah, fuck that shit. We're going to keep that shit all the time. Listen.
So it's you.
Okay, it's me.
Jeezy.
Okay, how long Young been your...
Oh, man. That guy been a long time, too.
Oh.
Wild, too.
Okay. What was the first piece you made for him?
See, I've been trying to get him away from all the, like, the bling blow stuff. I've been really trying to talk to him. Like, yo, bro, go with that.
Right.
Trust me, because I sold him a paddock
right
a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
That paddock today worth if not double, if not triple.
Okay. That's dope.
You know, I'm trying to get him more into, you know, because, you know, listen, he's not, you know, you guys are, you know, saying great role models. You guys are the trendsetters for all these young guys.
Right.
All these young guys.
Right.
You guys are the, what they're looking up to, you understand? You, Puff, Jay, all you guys, you know. But, you know, at the end of the day, for me, when I look at him or when I look at you,
right,
I'm thinking Richie's, I'm thinking Paddocks, I'm thinking big dog shit.
Right.
Some buildings on your wrists.
Right. You understand? See, I don't care about that.
He don't care either.
I don't need to build it on my wrist. I need to build it.
Woo! See, he's on some shit like that.
Give me the fucking
elevator. We're on the elevator.
Need to build it,
he's on some shit like that too.
I ain't gonna have a Richie Mill till a motherfucker about to lose it. It's in foreclosure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have to have
that's the best way to
go to jail. Nigga finna go to jail.
That's the best way to move it.
Bro, I got you right now. A third. I got a third right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I feel you. Times is fucked up. I feel you.
That's the way.
If you want this,
that's the way the banks work.
If you want this legit money, I got some legit money right now for
you. That's the way the banks work.
Yeah, I mean,
period.
That's the only way I have.
You should be the same way.
That's it. But so look though, what about the time motherfuckers want to spend a hat? Like, what if I say I'm gonna spend $1 million. I got a check coming for $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
I want $1 million worth of this shit. I got to come with $1 million at one time.
It depends on who you are.
Depends on who.
Damn.
You are.
I'm not. I'm
can't come with 350.
I'm not personally doing that for anyone.
Goodness.
Never.
Jesus Christ.
Ooh, never.
You get a call,
but there is. But you can create a relationship and develop a rapport where, you know, a motherfucker can come with a percentage of whatever it is, and then they can work that shit off of an installment plan.
In my history, it's all good and said right then and there.
But it can't.
It's all cap.
That's the cap from the hold. That's the cap from the customer.
That's the cap from the customer.
Oh, the customer.
When they're right there, they're feeling themselves.
Uh-huh.
They're putting out 350.
Yeah,
and
they
count
you at 350. They only leave 50 on the table. Put the other 300 back in.
No. They give 350, right?
Okay.
But then you got the 750 left over, right?
You can't get them to come back.
So you make a deal like, okay,
right.
Okay, sir. Every month you have to pay this
right,
amount.
Right. Some motherfuckers don't pay.
Some motherfuckers, you gotta. What happened?
It's Thanksgiving, bro.
You gotta put your track shoes on.
You gotta track shoes on. I'm good, bro.
Gingerbread. You gotta have gingerbread in your blood, man.
I'm good. Only real ones can only do that with me.
You gotta have gingerbread in your blood, man.
Not all money is good money, and I'm good with that.
But get what though? I've had situations, because that sounds like some shit I'll do. That sounds like some shit. I would take advantage of that if I had an opportunity to do it. I would do that.
But you would be paying at some point, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna pay you. Until shit get bad. Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie to you. If there's a jury tale.
But see, the problem is,
listen,
you could do that, but you gotta just call. You gotta say, listen, we gotta talk.
You don't have to call me, be honest with you. Look,
we'll call. I'll call. I'll be like, yo, what's going on? Everything all right?
Hey, listen.
You'd be like, nah, it's not. All right, cool. Do you need some sort of assistance? Maybe we can take everything back.
Yeah.
Give you some money back.
Look,
it's all good.
Let me tell you.
It's just the problem is. No, the problem is.
Yeah, there's get this shit.
No, the problem is there's no communication, fam.
Hey, look.
They just feel like they in the right.
Let me tell you something.
Because they're here with their fucking 10 million followers, 5 million followers.
Fuck their followers.
Whoa, it's getting deep. Fuck
a follower.
Nah, fuck that. Nah, I'm getting to it. Fuck that.
Listen.
Nah, for real.
You got to speak truth. Listen, let me tell you.
I'm talking truth.
If I got a tab with a jeweler and shit go bad, he's the first one I'm not paying.
Damn.
I'm just going to be real with you.
Because that's your man?
I'm going to be real with you.
Because that's your man, or that's because, you know.
Because that's your people? Because
it's the least important fucking thing.
Yeah, because it's a luxury item.
This is a luxury. What the fuck?
I'm not paying.
But the problem is,
you know, unless I have a country club membership, the country club membership, that's the first bill I'm cutting off. Fuck them.
But that's the problem.
Get it like the Red Cross, Susan.
But that's the problem. That's cool. But you got to keep a real call. Yo, I'm having this problem. Come here, holler at me. I'm going to talk to you.
When you call me, you know what I'm going to tell you. Huh? Man, you know what I'm going through? Man, I don't want to hear that. Listen, man, come get this goddamn shit then. Get all this shit. I'm finna throw that dough. Fuck you. You don't pick it up, then the neighbors will get it.
Shit. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm finna do that. And if you don't come pick that
but thank
shit
God.
Up,
but
then
thank
get
God.
What? But the neighbors God. Got it. I told you to come get it. I said it outside. You didn't come get it. Now the neighbors got it. You take it up with them.
But thank God things are fine.
Knock
on wood.
Things are fine. But look, though. Hey, listen, guys. If we could just pause in the discussion for a minute, let me ask you a question. How are you relaxing after a long, hard day of work? Right? Are you suffering from pain, anxiety, or insomnia, sleeplessness, or whatever you guys call it? The high-quality CBD products from Feels can help. Yeah, that's Feels. F-E-A-L-S. Feels. I can tell you that when you join the Feels community, you'll get Feels premium CBD delivered to your door every month. Just sit back and relax at home and wait for the comfort to arrive. Now, just place a few drops under your tongue and you'll feel the difference in minutes. Everybody is using CBD now as a natural solution to dealing with pain, anxiety, and sleeplessness. With no high, hangover, or addictions. Let Feels make you feel your best every day, all right? Become a member today by going to Feels.com/TIP and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's Feels, Feals.com/TIP to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off of your first order with free shipping. Feals.com/TIP. These are conversations that are meant to lead, direct, and instruct the people who may go through these things. Because have a longevity career, let's talk to a person right now who has aspirations of being an entertainer, rapper, producer, actor, whatever. If you are extremely talented and you start right now and like your motherfucking run begins today. If you're going to be in this shit 10, 12 years, it's going to be a point where you're going to take a dip. Mm. Something going to happen where real life going to hit you where you're going to take a dip. I don't know many motherfuckers but Drake. I don't know a lot of motherfuckers except Drake. Drake is the only motherfucker who I know who ain't never took a dip.
What kind of dip?
A dip.
What's a dip?
You know.
Whoopsie.
Speed bump. Life happening.
Really?
Everybody done had it. I'm talking about you to go with the biggest to the big. Like Drake ain't never took a dip. You dig what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you look at the biggest in the game, you look at you look at 50. He took a dip. You know, it was a time where 50 wasn't, you know, exactly in the relevance of the culture. Then Power came out. Boom. He came back. It was a point where Puff, he took a dip. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't really dropping records like he was at one time, and you know he wasn't at the level in the culture where he was at one time. And then boom, Ciroc. You know what I mean? You look at Jay. You know he took a dip. There were times where you know motherfuckers.
I don't think Jay ever took a dip.
I mean, you know he took a little dip.
When?
He took a little dip, like when he retired.
He didn't retire.
Like I mean, he didn't retire, but it wasn't.
He was just getting his thoughts together.
I feel you.
He didn't really retire.
But he took a dip compared to, let's come back and compare 444 and like billionaire Jay, like right now, comparing it to then. Like, he was Jay and we were loyal fans, so we were fucking with it. But I'm talking about overall, as far like universally, that shit just wasn't on fire like right then at the time for real. You know what I mean? He was still Jay and got love and respect, but he took a dip, which everybody has to do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And he's a billionaire. You know, enough to be said. You look at me. I took a dip. I took several dips. Taking dips is what I fucking do. Taking dips and bouncing back. That's what the fuck I do. That's what I do here.
You like swimming, huh?
Taking dips and bouncing back. You know what I mean? I mean, because anybody could be perfect all the way through and goddamn end up in the winner's seat. Like,
okay,
you know
here's
I mean?
The calculation for you. Hold on.
I want to hear this.
Oh, no, hold on.
We're beyond
that. No, hold on.
We are beyond that.
No, because
he had to Google what the cap was.
No. Look,
now, what's going on? Shout out to the people who cut the checks here at Podcast One. My man Peter here.
Peter, what's
okay.
up, baby?
You know what I'm
gold, when was gold? 1541?
Yeah, gold was 1541.
Times that 14 carat. What do you want to price up?
Man, 14 carat. 18.
It's been 20 minutes. 18. No, you can't do 18 because
right, 14.
They're not buying 18 cool. carat out here. Times 14 divided by 480. See that?
Now, what was the 480 for?
That's a lot of numbers over there, man. That's a mathematical number that
Who
we divide.
Who made up that number? Who made up that number 48? Made that the universal
the gold,
number.
The gold standard.
The gold gods.
I have no idea.
Cap. See what I'm saying?
Now I will get back to you and let you know, but I don't know that part. Now, hold on. You divide that. What does that say?
44.94.
Divide that by 1.5552.
Now what's 1.5552?
That's the calculation you
of
divide.
What?
You divide.
Why?
You're dividing
why?
That number.
Show me
to
why.
Get the actual dollar amount.
Why?
Now, that's the dollar amount. $28.90.
Per what?
Per gram.
I'm in the blender.
That what you making on gold?
No, that's what it costs. That's pure cost, not including the labor. You got to add a $5 or $6 premium on this.
Yeah, I hear you.
And there you go.
It's too much. The customer's lost by now.
Nah, you can't be lost. If you lost, your money.
It's your money. Then you don't deserve that money.
That's right.
You got
thought out your money.
Exactly.
That was a lot.
You just got thought out. That's why school is important.
Exactly.
Because you got to follow
important.
These numbers.
The numbers
are important.
If
you get thought out your money, then the person who thought you out your money, he deserves your money more than you do.
Oh, he won.
A fool and his funds are soon depart. You know what I mean? I was saying that to
Mr. Buffett said, an idiot with a great idea can beat a genius with no idea.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know all about
that. Yeah, that's a great. That was a great one.
So know your math.
I'm saving that.
Know your math. Know your numbers because it's very important.
Yeah.
Well, I'm A1 with math.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Come on, man. Let's not do that. Five is always the best at everything.
Streets 101.
Shown nothing at. You know what I mean? And man, is the best at everything.
That's your brother. He's allowed to say that.
He's the only one allowed to say that.
The man told me you're gonna have a. I ain't gonna listen. Five, please. We're trying to do a show here. what I was saying is, everybody take a dip and bounce back. And part of
I took a dip.
Yeah, of course you did. Everybody did. You know what I mean? And it's our responsibility not just to share the bright side of the business with the people who listening, but we need to share the dark side too, because they need to understand how to take a dip properly. All right, all the shit you bought when you were balling, keep it, keep up with it, keep it in good condition, because when you take a dip, that's the first shit to go.
That's the first thing I gotta go.
That's the first shit to go.
First.
You know what I mean? Over my time, I probably bought at least $1.5 million in jewelry. When I caught my K, guess what? That shit had to go. I got me probably about $3 million liquid, and I sold my motherfucking McLaren, my SLR.
How come I didn't get a phone call?
Why?
How come I didn't get a phone call to come buy some stuff?
I couldn't have got as much from you as I got from the people that I got it from.
Why?
Because they wanted T.I.'s stuff. you know what I'm saying?
I just wanted stuff.
I know. You just want stuff.
I just want the stuff.
You like me. Well, I don't need anything.
Take
a deal.
Yeah.
See, you got to know your consumer.
There you
That's
go.
Another thing when you're in business. You got to know your consumer. Who are you? What's your demographic? Me, myself, personally, when I'm in a jam, I am marketing to impulse buyers. I want motherfuckers who just got a bunch of money and got like, hell yeah, I got to have it. Money burning a hole in my pocket. I need the shit now.
Yeah.
I give you double the money if you can get it here tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
It'll be there tonight.
You dig what I'm saying?
It'll be there tonight.
I think these are the things that need to be learned and that, you know, need to be actually offered up to the culture.
I just gave $100,000. A donation, $100,000 to Robinson Cano.
Who the fuck is that?
Robinson Cano.
What's that?
To his foundation.
Who is that? I don't know.
The baseball player.
Oh. Man, he don't need your help, bro.
We talking about
what do you mean?
He don't need your help.
Why not?
We talk about the people who came and bought the most shit from
you. He bought the most shit too.
He did. What he bought? Tell me what he bought. I'm getting in the business. Now tell me.
He bought a lot of shit. No, he's a good guy. You guys, Jay, he's Jay's guy.
Okay, that's cool. But, man, I don't care about him being Jay guy, man. I'm asking you about him.
He's a great guy. He's building schools.
The best thing you can come up with
is building schools. He's building schools.
Okay.
In DR.
Oh, that's
for
dope.
That's dope. For the fortunate.
That's dope.
Okay.
That's fine.
He's building schools.
All right, cool. Now you gave him $100,000 to build his school.
Yes, the first school. Did
you give Puff anything for building his school?
No.
Why not?
Because Puff didn't call me. I wasn't invited to no charities.
Oh.
I wasn't invited to. I wasn't sitting with Puff. You know, I never did any business with him. I never broke bread with him.
Okay,
he never broke bread with me.
Okay,
so,
gotcha.
Rock Nation breaks bread with me.
Okay.
Players come to me.
Okay.
Jay, you know, you already know.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't I do that?
Hey, listen, man, if you're following your favorite NFL team, you need to head over to betonline.ag, and you can still win the $500 weekly prize by playing against your favorite podcast host, like yours truly. Now, college football, along with NFL action, heats up with some of the biggest rivalry games of the year. Now, y'all can feel free to go online and bet against me, see if you got a shot at that $500. Now visit our friends and our exclusive partner at Podcast One, betonline.ag, to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use the promo code PODCAST1 for your 50% sign-up bonus. Join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag SportsNetChallenge. Yeah, and do it expeditiously. Let's get this Dipset thing done. Come on, that's some dope shit.
That's already done. It's finished already.
What you mean it's finished? It's never too late.
Was the park? Oh, the park is made already?
I think so.
There's a Dipset park?
I think so.
There's made a by Dipset Raphael?
Park? I don't know. Maybe. I can find out.
Made by Raphael?
Guess what, though? No, I'm sure they need new rims on their motherfucking basketball court. I'm sure they need, like, a new refacing.
Cool. Even but what that's going to do?
Hey,
I'd rather
it's
help.
It's going to do great.
I'd rather change their mindset.
It's going to do great.
I'd rather change their mindset.
It's in addition to what we're saying, not instead of what we're saying.
Okay.
You're going to go in there and you're going to
You got to change the mindset first before you change.
First of all, you got to create a pleasant learning environment. A pleasant learning environment.
That's true. That's
you dig what I'm saying? If a motherfucker ain't got nothing but rust and motherfucking concrete to look at, you can tell me all the beautiful shit you want to, but I don't see nothing but rusted concrete. You understand? So you gotta create a pleasant environment to learn in first. But I know that you have a great heart, a genuine spirit. Which is why I even take the time to suggest such a thing, because the worst thing to do is suggest some shit to a person that you know ain't gonna take your advice. Mm. Like, that shit is, you know, the greatest waste of time.
So back what I was saying before, I had a blackout collection a few years ago. It was called the Blackout Collection. It was all black jewelry. My company came out with it. I think you had a few pieces.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. Uh-huh. I think. And this collection basically gave
that was like
back.
the beads and shit.
The black diamonds, the black gold, the black Jesus.
I remember that.
Eminem was right talking about it. It was big.
It was a phase.
It was big though.
I bought a black Audemars and everything.
Yes, it was big at that point. So what I did was guys who would spend a certain amount of money, I partnered up with a foundation where they would give 10 or 20%, I'm not sure what it was, and they would give back to the community. So if you spend $500,000, $10,000 of that $100,000
automatically go back.
Automatically go to them under your name. So you get the tax write off.
Mm.
Not me. You do.
Mm-hmm.
So and you get the look. You're looking great. You gave a $10,000 donation. You're getting a tax cut, tax write off.
Yeah.
Everything.
Right.
And you gave right back to the community.
Right. And I'm gonna give some game to the young cats who just coming into some money. You're gonna have to pay taxes. But I'm gonna give you some good news. The good news is, two things. You're gonna have to pay taxes and people gonna ask you for money. Two things that are inevitable. Only way to dodge those things is to not make money. So what I am suggesting to you is understand that the taxes you have to pay and the money you give to people can be one in the same.
Mm.
So man, I really do appreciate you coming here, man.
I appreciate
you know what I'm saying?
Man.
It took a lot of nuts to come up here, man. You know what I'm saying? Speak the truth.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
That's all I know.
Yo, Gay, I'm coming to get my piece on Monday.
I got you, bro.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Again, I'm not putting a gun to his head.
No, I already, you know what I mean?
He's coming on his own free will.
Yeah. I've been brainwashed from the culture already.
Man, let me tell you something. Five gonna come in that motherfucker and spin four. I'm gonna tell you that.
Oh man!
All right.
Real spiel. All
right.
But if you stick around with him now I feel like Five, you getting in on the ground level right now. If you stick around with him, by the time he get up there to the penthouse.
I like sticking with those guys.
A consistent force.
He
good
won't
though.
Know yep. what he's spending money on. On the way from the ground up to the penthouse, you know how much money it is to just get thrown away without a motherfucker even knowing
Five.
What the fuck's being done?
I'll see you next week.
You dig what I'm saying? I give you a rollie today for you only coming to me all the way through your career.
Yes.
You get no other jewelers.
Yes, you're going to sign it.
Nobody could even give you nothing.
Yeah. I don't care if they're giving you a fucking store.
I'm not. I own jewelry. That's all I'm saying. I've been buying jewelry over 7-8 years now. You feel me? Like real shit. So.
But what that mean? What you said?
I'm just saying that I'm.
But did you ever have Raffaello diamonds?
So you just but look though.
Yes, I do. I have a Raffaello piece right now.
Yeah, the hustle gang.
Hustle gang.
I'm just saying.
But listen,
I do. Got
all right, guys. Now again,
We're going to attack the part of the discussion that need to be addressed expeditiously. See, what Five is doing is he's talking himself
out of the money.
Oh. He talking himself out of the come up. Because what I just tried to work out in my, I just kicked some flame the way I told Raffaello, gave it. I said, hey, man, you know, if you give a man a roulette today and just make it what he'll never, and then he go, whoa. I buy jewelry. So if I'm Raffaello, oh, well, okay. You can come and buy jewelry from me. He's been buying jewelry. So you can talk yourself out of.
That's a perfect example of what we
you
just
can talk yourself
about.
Yo. But these are the things we need to address for the culture.
We're trying to teach the people.
We're teaching you right now. So you can talk yourself out of a great deal for yourself. Just sometimes just sit back and just watch happens. Just watch what happens.
Yeah.
Here, what we do it expeditiously, we have what we call the word of the week. And that word is usually associated to the discussion. It is also, you know, a tiptionary word. You know what I mean? A word that you would expect for me to share with you. So I'll do so right now. The word of the week, mountebank. Yeah, mountebank. Now, the definition of a mountebank is a person who deceives others, especially in order to trick them out of their money. A charlatan. Now, see, we were speaking about those. Now, listen, Gabe has spoken and shown he's not a mountebank.
I'm definitely not.
He dig what I'm saying.
I show you the facts. And
I have been a mountebank before. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, back before my days, man, before I got my shine.
Yeah, I remember.
Everything got new. It's always going to cost you. Yeah, everything I knew is going to cost you. All right, but look, though. So the sentence, if you want to use mountebank in a sentence, here's one, you know what I'm saying, so you can just catch the context. The woman was going to marry the mountebank until she realized that his watch was fake. I told you this in the car.
Yeah.
Most people, we rode over here, and this is my real partner, man. Like a real.
Yeah,
like,
he called me. He's like, yo, I'm going to come pick you up. I'm like,
huh? Yeah, I came and picked him up in my fucking car.
In this fucking car.
In my car.
Authentic conversation.
And we're talking, on the way here, and
it's a very expensive car.
I said, man.
That he don't need.
The lease.
The lease. Okay.
Okay, so I told him, I said, hey, listen, man.
Just be yourself.
We just need to have conversations because a person who is in stage one of his journey in success don't get the opportunity to hear conversations from someone who has made it as far as you have as a jeweler and as far as I have as an anomaly, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Entrepreneur.
I'm an anomaly. I'm gonna push for a new genre. I am officially
an anomaly. I like that.
Yeah, it's dope.
But people don't get an opportunity to hear discussions from us back and forth, so they base their discussions on nothingness mostly. So I think that if we engage them and enlighten them and offer them the experience to hear us discuss things, they'll know.
But there's
how to
more
have
to this discussion. There's definitely more to discussion.
Well, this is where it starts, yes, Gabe. The guys pick it up.
It's a big jump. Actually.
If you really,
there's way
really,
more.
Really,
big jump. Way more.
But if you're really interested in continuing the discussion, then you go and you learn. You learn, you research, you read. It's the information age. You have a fucking computer in your pocket.
You have a Google in
your
hand.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm open here. My clients have my phone numbers. Even if you're not my client, DM me, whatever. You need to know something, I'm here.
Speaking of which, why don't you give your Instagram and your social media how they can reach you?
Raffaello & Co. It's Raffaello & Co.
You dig
that's
what
the Instagram,
I'm saying?
That's the social media.
And what's the least amount of money someone can walk in your doors and walk out of something with?
Hey, man, you could, you, as long as you have money.
As long as you have money.
As long as you have money. And you're not wasting my time.
As long as you
I'm
have
cool
money.
With you.
And so $1,000.
Cool.
Bring it in. As long as you have money.
Money's money. No matter what measure of it,
right.
Is money.
Money is money.
Because that's what we do. In
you make more money off of the thousands and the 1,500s than you do off of the 150,000s.
Yeah. Because the $150-200 million, that we're doing as a service because we need your
cachet.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
We need your, word.
Remember
that
rich people.
Word.
Remember that rich people, all celebrities, remember that they need that. You heard what he said. We got them on tape.
We don't need them, but we need them.
Nah, you need us.
We need them.
So when
we
go in there, half.
Okay, so we're going to start off with...
Man, I'm just playing. Appreciate I love it, you. Man. I have a lot of love and respect for
great,
you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Great show.
In a minute. This has been Expeditiously. Thanks for listening to Expeditiously with me, T.I.P. Don't forget to subscribe at Apple Podcasts and Podcast One and rate and review, please.
Expeditiously is produced, engineered, and edited by KC Morris.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.